accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
Billions of people just living out their lives. Oblivious.
They taught you good. Made you believe their world.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Paradigm. I'm your host, Paul Breckell. If this is the first time that you've listened to this podcast, you can expect to have your worldview challenged. This is a podcast in which I seek to expose the lies, and the lies do abound. The lies permeate every fibre of society. Indeed, the mainstream media constantly lie to us. They are completely owned. Politicians lie to us. We're lied to at school. It's just constant lies. But on this podcast, I seek to hopefully get to the bottom of actually how things operate and how deep the rabbit hole goes. If you're a regular listener and you come back week after week, thanks very much. I want to ask you a little favour. Could you go on to wherever you listen to your podcast and leave me a 5-star rating? I've noticed that a few more people just in the last week to 10 days have done that, and it's really helpful to help this podcast become more visible. It helps the algorithm, so when people are looking for things to look for, this podcast will appear higher up in the searches. So if you are a regular listener and you really enjoy the show and you haven't already left me a review, wherever you listen to your podcast, just go on there and click that 5-star rating and it will be really appreciated. Also, I have a Twitter account which is paradigm_79. You can go on there and follow me. I am active on there, and also on Instagram at paradigm1979. I think I get shadow banned quite a lot. This is what they do now. Rather than just sort of kicking you off the platform, they just make your posts not very visible to many people. And this happens to people who are obviously speaking the truth. Your mainstream alternative media, they don't get censored because they're just saying things up to a point, but they won't go past the boundary that's been set for them. But as I'm completely independent, I have no bones about saying whatever it is that I believe to be true. I'm not working for anybody. I'm not funded by anybody. And this podcast is completely independent. And obviously when I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram, I'll post whatever I want. Instagram is even more censored than Twitter because obviously it's owned by Meta. I don't even see a point in being on Facebook. I was going to open a Facebook account, but I haven't bothered because of the censorship on that platform. Now, today I'm joined with a special guest, Cathy O'Brien. And Cathy is a nationally and internationally recognised US government whistleblower on the subject of MKUltra mind control. Through systematic torture and well-documented NASA and military mind control programming, Cathy was forced to do unthinkable and participate in CIA Black Ops and White House Pentagon-level operations during the Reagan and Bush administration. In 1995, when the US National Security Act was invoked on her testimony for the US Congressional Permanent Select Committees on Intelligence Oversight, her testimony was then released through her book, Transformation of America, which was also written and co-authored with Mark Phillips. The late Mark Phillips was recognised internationally by mental health and law enforcement professionals as an authority on the secret science concerning external control of the mind. The MKUltra programme has been acknowledged by the CIA. It isn't just something that's been made up, it's actually been acknowledged, and Cathy O'Brien is a survivor of this MKUltra mind control programme. This is a fascinating episode, and indeed it's a shocking episode. But what I wanted to do before bringing Cathy on, as a Christian, I was thinking about this beforehand. And I just want to look at Luke chapter 8, because it talks about a man in there. Obviously it talks about this, what is referred to as the madman of Gadara. But I just wanted to read a verse and for us to keep this in mind, Because people like to think that they are in control, when in reality, they're not in control. In fact, we need to turn to Christ, because he is sovereign. And this verse will show you that he is. So obviously, this is talking about the madman of Gadara. And it's talking about the other people that went out to see what had been done. And it says they came to Jesus and they found the man. That's referring to the madman of Gadara, out of whom the devils were departed. And it says this, that he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. So that's what Jesus does for people. He clothes them in his righteousness, and he puts them in their right mind. There's a lot of people out there that are out of their minds for one reason or another. But coming to Jesus, you will be in your right mind. He will put you in your right mind. So carrying on that theme of the mind, we're going to talk to Kathy about MK Ultra mind control. And like I said, it is a disturbing episode, but I'm going to go and bring Kathy now onto the show. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the show and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here, to be able to bring some truth to light as to what in the world is going on these days, and, you know, open people's eyes to the reality of it.
Well, that's exactly what this podcast is about. We're hopefully all about truth and exposing the darkness and bringing these things to the light. Now, I was reading your website earlier, and I just want to read a little quote that you've put on there, which will lead into my first sort of question that I've got for you. So you wrote on, it was when I was looking at the part of your website with the movie on, which I'm going to watch, but you wrote this. It says, when Project Paperclip was ushered into the United States, coinciding with the inception of the CIA and the National Security Act, Nazi research and trauma-based mind control experiments were brought to the US, initiating Project MK Ultra. So for those people in my audience who don't know what MK Ultra is, in your words, could you tell us what it is and also how you ended up involved in that?
Yes, well, I am a survivor of the CIA's MK Ultra. My paper was used on a White House Pentagon level. I was deep in the Washington, D.C. swamp among perpetrators who are ushering in what Adolf Hitler, George Bush, and Joe Biden termed the New World Order. It's also being referred to as a Great Reset. Whatever title they want to give it, it's a slave society agenda, and mind control is the basis of it. In the wake of World War II, we didn't win World War II. We imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the U.S. through Project Paperclip. And with them came the formula for mind control. And that formula is the same, whether it's of an individual like I experienced, or if it's of a nation or the world. We're all being subjected to it these days. Knowledge is our defense against it. And people are waking up to that truth and that reality. And they're starting to say no to these self-appointed, self-anointed leaders who are ushering this in. It's been going on a long, long time. What we're seeing isn't new. What's new is that we're seeing it. And that is the first step towards positive, necessary change.
Yeah, I like how you've used that phrase. They're like the self-anointed, because that is exactly what they are. They're anointing themselves, and they believe they have this right to rule over us. And that's obviously that goes very deep into bloodlines and things, which I've talked about on a previous episode, why they think they have this right to rule over us. But you was basically, well, I'd say dragged into this program at an early age. Could you tell us how that actually came about? Which is, I know it's quite disturbing, but in your words, could you tell us?
Yes, I was born into a multi-generational incest-based family. My father was sexually and ritually abused. My mother was sexually abused, and she was trafficked to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. The Masonic Lodge is where the secrets were kept, you know, the secrets on mind control. and also where the local politicians and law enforcement and everything like that was were hanging out. So my father's sexual abuse extended into child pornography of me, and it extended into trafficking me too, to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge, to these certain politicians. By the time my father was caught sending child pornography of me through the US mails, this was like 1960. So this was going back a long, long way, where we're seeing the kind of corruption that's been going on for a long, long time. The pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda, and the pedophile my father was using me in, when he was caught sending it through the U.S. mails, he was approached by a local politician at my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge that I had been trafficked to since I was just a little itty bitty toddler. And that politician told him he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would agree to sell me into MK Ultra mind control. And my father thought it was a great idea. That local politician was Gerald Ford. He went on to become the unelected president of the United States. As his political career escalated, so too did my victimization in MK Ultra mind control. But at the very onset, the reason I was targeted was because I had been sexually abused. It had been found through the Hitler-Himmler research that came over with Project Paperclip, the information on mind control, that there's that trauma is the basis of mind control, and there is no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age five while their brain is still forming. When we understand that aspect of our mind-brain function, we understand that this pedophile agenda that's being pushed so hard on us all is actually a mind control agenda. And I was certainly exposed to it from a very, very early age. And once my father agreed to sell me into MK Ultra mind control, he was immediately flown to Boston, Massachusetts, where Cardinal Law of the infamous Catholic child abuse scandal trained him on how to manipulate my mind in MK Ultra, how to manipulate the subconscious using NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, how to manipulate it by subjecting me to strategic traumas. And then my mind was manipulated after. So my sexual abuse and being trafficked and being used in child pornography extended now into ritual abuse, which was going on within the Catholic Church for mind control. Again, trauma is the basis of mind control. It's the way our brains respond to trauma. It shuts down neuron pathways in the brain, represses memory of the trauma, so the rest of the mind can function and develop normally. It's our natural brain function we need to understand. And once we understand it, we can stop from being manipulated by this natural defense mechanism that we have. Awareness is key. Again, knowledge is our defense against mind control. But as a little infant, I certainly didn't have any of that knowledge. I didn't even know that what my father was doing was wrong. But my brain did. My brain knew. So after so much various trauma, including the sexual abuse, the ritual abuse, being trafficked and everything else, it was shutting down so many neuron pathways in my brain that I was losing my capacity for free thought. Ultimately, that's what mind control is about. It's to make a compliant society, because these perpetrators who are ushering in this slave society agenda, no, we wouldn't cooperate with that. We wouldn't allow for the sexualization of our children and the abuse that's being promoted. We wouldn't allow for that at all. So we're being subjected to trauma after trauma after trauma in order to render us more suggestible and easily led. When we understand that component, then we're able to have a defense against it and not comply with that anymore. So it's an important thing to understand and learn.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things is, I mean, you did mention it, but it's like Germany lost the war, but the Nazis didn't lose the war.
Right.
Because
right.
there was like a couple of thousand, was it, under Operation Paperclip with took to the United States. And obviously this is directly linked to that, because it's basically Nazi research, like you've said in your website. And I think it's important for people to understand that yeah, Germany might have lost the war, but the Nazis certainly didn't lose. So what techniques are sort of used in order to control somebody through, you know, the control of the mind? Because I mean, I've read little bits of stuff from the CIA's own website, and like one of the things that they said were one of the aims of the program, this was admitted by Sidney Gottlieb, that one of the aims was retrograde amnesia. So they're admitting certain aims, but you know about the techniques. What techniques were used?
Yes, well, if it shuts down those neuron pathways in the brain, that creates an amnesia because you can't think to bring to mind the abuse. And there's different ways of starving our brains with sleep, food, and water deprivation. That's something that's being imposed on a global scale by these puppet masters ushering in this new world order. That our food has lost its nutrition and it's being chemically altered and genetically altered, and it's starving our brains, and it makes us more suggestible and easily led. So these are all components of mind control, in addition to the trauma, the water deprivation, and look at the sleep deprivation. Everybody's having to work like two or three jobs just to make ends meet, and that's creating a sleep deprivation too. So when we understand the components, we can stop complying with that and safeguard our free thought and stop this manipulation of our minds that's been going on for so long. When we look at Project Paperclip and what it had to do with NASA and the Nazis and where the Nazi and fascist scientists were placed and everything else, Trance movie shows a good deal of that information. And we can find even Walt Disney was associated with NASA and this importation of the Nazi and fascist scientists into the US. It was very much for the purposes of subliminally manipulating minds and promoting pedophilia on a subliminal level. And so Disney's been compliant in that all along. The more we know, handful at the top, follow the money, and it goes to the same perpetrators. This, there's not so many of them. It's that there's too many people who have been manipulated and are ignorant and need to reclaim their free thought. I know from my life's experience that without free thought, there's no free will. With no free will, there's no soul expression. Without that soul expression, we lose our moral compass. And without soul expression, we can't tap into that strength of the human spirit, that infinite strength. Any level of mind control inhibits our ability to live the life we were intended to lead. And we need to understand that it's within us to heal. It's within us to understand what's going on and safeguard our free thought, so that the beauty of our life's purpose is no longer hindered.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned Disney, actually, because I was gonna ask you about that. So because you've mentioned it, I will ask you about it. So I mean, how are they involved? Obviously, we know they've got their own streaming service, they've bought Lucasfilm, they've bought all kinds of media outlets, and obviously we know now, you know, they've got the Marvel franchise, they've got the Star Wars, all these things which they're promoting their own agenda. But obviously I've heard you talk about that Disney World itself has it got like underground to Disney. But could you elaborate on that, how they're like involved in this underground facility, what's at Disney World?
Yes, once my father had sold me into MK Ultra Mind Control, I was taken to various NASA and DARPA installations and military installations for sophisticated MKUltra mind control programming. And one of those DARPA NASA military facilities for programming MKUltra sophisticated mind control is the underworld of Disney World. And it is notorious now. Disney's notorious for creating mind control slaves in the entertainment industry and everything else. But ultimately, they were behind the whole pedophile agenda. Again, the pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda.
Would you say Michael Jackson was a mind, like MK Ultra mind control, like victim?
Absolutely. And it was one that that information I was exposed to as a young child. He was in the same project I was, but he was in the central monarch, a multi-generational offshoot of MK Ultra. And like I said, I was born into a multi-generational incest-based family. When you get that much abuse in a family, it's passed down after three generations. It was found in the Hitler-Himmler research that any abuse-based, knowledge-based belief system becomes autogenic in the brain after three generations. So this genetic aspect is a very important part for us to understand. We can understand better how this has been going on for generations now, this slow erosion of morality, the slow promotion of pedophilia that's been going on for so long. And from what I understood and what I certainly understand now, Michael Jackson was subjected to that because of multi-generational aspects and in his own family line too. So he was part of the same project and subjected to horrific MK Ultra mind control abuses.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, people talk about like whether he was guilty of the child sex abuse and all these types of things. There's people that believe he was, people believe he wasn't. And there's clearly something very strange about him. And he, like, obviously you mentioned, you know, there was something in his background, family history, and that's obviously impacted him. And there's obviously others. I mean, the other one that springs to mind is Britney Spears. She had like a bit of a meltdown and she, would you say that she's also MK Ultra?
Definitely. And right out of Disney, it's we learn to start recognizing exactly what's going on. And I wonder what Michael Jackson would have chose to do if he had had his free thought, because he came across as very gentle spirit and a loving spirit, not someone who would harm or abuse anyone. So who knows what he would have chose. But, you know, then we look at someone like Britney Spears, who has just been screaming out for so long for help. And the more we know, the more we see and understand what's being said and done, and how what happened to her around age 30 when she had a total MK Ultra meltdown, which is not uncommon. Around age 30, we have electrochemical that actually start opening neuron pathways in the brain, and memory starts leaking out, and the things that are repressed suddenly start to surface. And in cases like that, whenever MK Ultra victims reach that age and start leaking, they come across as crazy, and they're sent to institutions for reprogramming or whatever. But we'll remember how she shaved her head and did everything she could to scream out for help from a subconscious level, you know. So we need to learn to listen to people and realize that some of the behaviors we're seeing and some of the odd physical appearances that we're seeing, even the mass piercings all over the face, you know, the tattoos and that about all of it, but it's still, you know, it's like saying, I can't feel, I can't see myself, I'm so depersonalized. that I don't even know who I am anymore and I can't feel. And it's just like a screaming out for help. The more we understand that, the more we're going to be able to effectively and positively impact those who are subconsciously crying out for help, understanding, and compassion.
One of the things that I was interested in, again, I read it on your website, was regarding like the funding of these programs. And you've put that these secret projects were funded through arms deals, drug operations, human trafficking, and human slavery. And then you've put, obviously, the ultimate goal behind this hidden agenda was to implement mind control deeply within our government, education, healthcare, media, to create compliance in the new world regime. But this funding, I mean, what involvement did you have? Because I have heard you on some podcasts talk about like drug running and things like that. What was your involvement in this? Because obviously you was mind control, so obviously they put you to use in these things. What was your involvement in that?
Yes, I was right in the swamp among the perpetrators that steal elections and traffic children and fund their new world order agenda with drug and human trafficking across open borders, because they don't treat the blackmail, so to speak. But I was used in those particular operations in the 80s, especially during the Reagan-Bush administration. And I was prostituted to various world leaders and drug lords and delivered messages to and from them at the time as programmed verbatim. And also to set up the drug routes for funding this new world order. And I worked the very basis of these drug operations for the groundwork of NAFTA. This is rooted in this horrific corruption that we're finally seeing today. And the more we know, you know, the more we see perpetrators to lives anymore. They've been doing it for a long, long time. We finally heard of Epstein Island. That there were many of them. I was exposed to one of the first in Mackinac Island, Michigan, when I was a young toddler, and trafficked for blackmail operations there, and Bohemian Grove, and the groundwork for the Epstein Island operations in the Caribbean. So this has been going on a long time. The Epstein Island thing is not new.
No, I've read of another. There's meant to be obviously a lot more through doing research and speaking to different people. Obviously, there's, you know, I've heard of Richard Branson's name being bandied around, that his island is used for similar things as Epstein's, and also a guy by the name of, I don't know whether his last name, I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's Peter Nygaard or Nygaard. And, you know, the Epstein Island is just like the tip of the iceberg type thing. But you mentioned the Bohemian Grove. For those of my audience who don't know what Bohemian Grove is, could you tell us about it and what takes place there? Because I know that obviously you was taken there.
Well, it's where the global politicians would meet and discuss their plans for us all, what they were going to do with their mind control agenda. It's in my 1995 testimony for Congress, Transformation of America. It detailed exactly what we're experiencing today, including the vaccines and how that was used to control the population, and how it was just a massive global trauma that allowed them to take control. But those are the kind of plans that they discussed. That's the kind of things they discussed at their secret meetings at the World Economic Forums and the, you know, wherever else they're meeting and don't allow us to go, you know, where they decide our fate, the World Health Organization and everything else. You know, these secret societies got to go. Truth makes us free, and we got to get that information out there. But Bohemian Grove was one of the main places where these people met.
I mean, I've heard shocking things that go on there, like that they basically chase children through the woods, and then when they've caught them, they rape them. I mean, is that actually going on?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I was to be eliminated at age 30, like I mentioned with the Britney Spears thing, that around age 30, the electrochemical changes that happen in the brain allow for memory to start surfacing sometime. And that was not going to be allowed for me because I had been exposed to so many government secrets, so many personal reputations and government secrets were staked on their belief that I couldn't heal, but they were also going to make sure that I would be killed at age 30. So I was being, right at the time I was turning 30 and was going to be eliminated and a sacrifice at Bohemian Grove, I was intercepted by intelligence insider Mark Phillips. Mark Phillips was working the highest levels of intelligence mind sciences to preserve the sanctity of free thought. And he knew, like I certainly know, that without free thought, we have no free will, soul expression, and no ability to live our life's purpose. This mind control agenda is so evil, it ultimately becomes like a spiritual evolution. And so Mark had also seen children being taken in out of the White House, and he knew what the pedophile agenda was all about. He was bound by laws of sedition because he was working in intelligence, but he still could do something about it. So he lifted my daughter and me right out of the Washington, D.C. swamp before I was transferred to Bohemian Grove. And that was absolutely amazing. Not only did he save my life, but he handed me keys to my own mind. He reminded me that it's within me to heal. It's within us all to heal. He reminded me of the resiliency of our body, mind, and spirit. He reminded me that I could remember all those things that I had been tortured to forget. And I did. He told me to the memories that were starting to leak out. He told me, rather than verbalize them or talk about them, write them out, because the very act of moving a pen activates the logic part of the brain. It activates the critical analysis part of our thinking. Typing doesn't do the same thing. It's that pen on paper and then consciously seeing it in front. All of a sudden, I was healing on many levels at once because those neuron pathways in my brain were opening back up, transferring the information over to logic. Then I could consciously see it. And it's like a great brain trick that we all need to know and can use for ourselves to reclaim, retain our free thought, to sort through any kind of trauma, grief, to sort through anything that's immobilizing us, what our fears are, what's holding us back. Write it out, put it on paper, and then add a solution. Because if you add a solution, not only are you opening those neural pathways and writing out those fears and those traumas, but then to think in terms of a solution forces the brain to fire in new ways that lifts you out of that dark pit of negativity. So there's a clear view forward. And it's a extremely healing thing on so many, many levels. So the simple methods that Mark taught me are within us all. And we all just need to remember that we can use those methods too. I've released them in PTSD Time to Heal and posted them on my website so that everybody can have this information now. We all need some level of remembering our own power, because that's what Mark had taught me, to voice no negatives without a solution. So that helped me learn to think and actually start thinking free again and opening those neural pathways to think beyond what I had experienced. We all need to think beyond what we think we know, because there's a lot more to know than what we've been told, what we've been conditioned to, and what we've been taught. And, you know, this is our time to remember why we're here.
Definitely needs to people need to remember, because the one of the things they need to remember is how we was all treated during COVID. That's for certain.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that before I do want to speak about that, but one of the things that I wanted to address before that was, so it's on your website again, and you've wrote historians have asserted that creating a Manchurian candidate subject through mind control techniques was a goal of MK Ultra and related CIA projects. And I was reading something earlier from the CIA website, and it's an excerpt from an ABC News sort of interview from 1979, and someone called Paul Altmaier was doing the interview with two different doctors, and he said that the human mind, this is his question, can it be controlled by someone else to perform acts against the will of the individual? And then this Altmaier goes on to say that is control of the human being, such as a Manchurian candidate, possible? And then a CIA's former chief psychologist, Dr. John Gittinger, said that it made something totally impossible seem absolutely credible. And then a psychologist and consultant to the CIA, Dr. Milton Klein, said, my answer would be yes, without question, under properly determined conditions. So regarding the Manchurian candidate, I'm interested to know what your thoughts are on Justin Trudeau, because I know that the MK Ultra program obviously went into Canada as well. Would you think that Trudeau is a Manchurian candidate?
Absolutely, I would. And it's like George Bush Jr. was definitely one. He was groomed for it from birth. And when we look at the people like Pierre Trudeau, who was Justin Trudeau's father, his involvement in MK Ultra was significant all along, whether it was of individuals or nations, he was involved in it. His wife, Maggie Trudeau, was considered a presidential model MK Ultra mind control slave. So who Justin's actual father was, could be anybody since she was used in that capacity. But nevertheless, he was raised by Pierre Trudeau, who believed in the pedophile agenda for MK Ultra mind control. So I know that that was something that was going on from way back when. I met Pierre Trudeau when I was 9 years old at Mackinac Island, Michigan. So that was, like I said, that was the Epstein Island of its time and where I was used. So that's something that I had some insight into throughout my victimization.
Yeah, because it, I mean, Trudeau's one of them people for me. He's just, he really is pushing the new world order. Because one of the things that he's done, which they're trying to do over here as well, I don't know whether you're familiar with it, but he's banned what's called conversion therapy. Now, they're very clever on how they word things, and they talk about how, like, the corrective rape and shock treatment shouldn't be used on people who are homosexual. Well, the thing is, we know that, and they're actually already illegal in this country, and I would imagine in Canada. But the ultimate goal of it is actually to stop Christians from basically speaking about what they believe in. And Trudeau's obviously been instrumental in bringing that ban in. And it was when he did that and some of the other things, the way he behaved during COVID, that made me think this guy is he's being controlled.
That
You know,
and
for sure.
ultimately again it's is such a spiritual battle in that regard when we look at it from that point of view. And when I met Pierre Trudeau in Mackinac Island, Michigan, the governor at the time was George Romney. George Romney was Mitt Romney's father, He was actively involved on the Jesuit end of MK Ultra mind control, as well as bringing it into the Mormon church. When we see how different religions have been infiltrated with this dark, evil agenda, you know, it makes it all the more clear how adverse it is on the whole purpose of why we're here and why we're living this life. This is important truth that people need to realize in order to reclaim and retain their free thought.
I know that the Roman Catholic Church has been infiltrated because obviously the Vatican are involved, and obviously there's been, you know, shocking abuse of children in that. And I would imagine that a lot of these priests are MK Ultra mind control victims as well. I mean, and you've mentioned obviously that it's a spiritual war, and that's absolutely correct. Because obviously this is all coming from one source, which is Satan himself. And like I mentioned to you off air, I'm a Christian and I totally see the spiritual aspect to all of this. That's, you know, we've got the surface, what we can see, these people that are doing this, but ultimately we need to look behind that, and behind it is Satan. Because obviously within these circles, we talk about satanic ritual abuse and satanic paedophiles and things like that, but they really are. Like, it's not just a phrase we're using. These people really are Satanists in the truest sense and the most horrific sense as well. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about before we get to COVID is the Clintons. Because these people, I mean, they're just in the swamp, aren't they? I mean, what levels of corruption are these people involved with, Hillary and Bill? Because obviously you've come across them, so you'll know.
Yeah, I was exposed to the Clintons in the late 70s, back when Bill Clinton's cocaine operations were in full swing, and they were adding the precursor to adrenochrome into those cocaine operations back then through the Satanism, through the blood rituals and the torture and the tortured blood. So they've been heavily involved for a long time. Hillary Clinton's been involved in the child sex trafficking and human trafficking for decades. You know, the blatant atrocities of the Clintons, it's outrageous that there hasn't been any justice brought against them. It needs to happen. People need to see some justice.
Do you think that obviously I see it on the news sometimes over here that you've got like the border with Mexico, haven't you, in the United States, and there's a problem with people coming over the border? And do you think that's being exploited by these sex traffickers of children? Is that part of the agenda?
It has been for decades, and it's something that I've been speaking out on for over 35 years. So it's good to see people are finally catching on to it.
Yeah, we have an issue over here. And what I've said to people is this, because what they're trying to say is that these immigrants are coming over on these little boats from France. Now, between France and England through the English Channel, it's around 27 miles, I think, the closest point. But the English Channel's very rough seas. I go on it every year when we go on holiday, because we go on cruises and I've been on ferries and things like that. And I mean, I go on, like I was on a Royal Caribbean ship last year, very large ship, 5,000 passengers, you know, 2,500 people who work on there. And this thing was being thrown around anyway in the sea. But what they're trying to say to us is that these immigrants are coming over on these little dinghies in their thousands. And I've said to people, they're not coming over on the dinghies. What's happening is with the intelligence services are involved, they're bringing them most of the way, and then they're giving them these dinghies for the last few hundred yards, and then that's what we're seeing on the news. You're seeing these people arriving in Dover or wherever, and they're running ashore, and you know, and now they've got this policy of they're going to try and send these people to Rwanda. But it's all just a hoax, because they're involved with it, and they're all fighting age males. Sometimes you get some children, but they're all what I term fighting age males, and that seems to be happening like all over the Western world, and this is obviously part of the agenda. But I know that, like we've talked about, within that, the sex trafficking is mixed into that, and I know that obviously Ukraine, that's somewhere where they're bringing children through as well. I mean, what's your understanding regarding that situation?
Absolutely. I mean, you described it perfectly, and then you add the drug trade in on it too, and they're bringing in the drugs too. Anything that's their funding mechanism. But this assault on humanity has got to stop. And it's we need to take our borders back. We need to take our minds back, our lives back, and the peace that we deserve to be living. And awareness is the first step towards it. And you pointed out such an important, the intelligence services bring them so far, put them in a dinghy, and then film the dinghy. Well, the media has been controlled for a long, long time to manipulate our minds. The MK Ultra mind control is a sliding scale from the kind of torturous robotic MK Ultra mind control that I experienced to information control, because we all formulate our thoughts, our opinions, ultimately our actions based on what we know. We need to know that knowledge base has been deliberately altered for a long, long time, and the controlled media is definitely responsible for it. You consider too that one for the most basic form of mind control is repetition. And that's why you hear this narrative all over the world. It's the same repetitive narrative over and over again, because it's programming the people to accept a certain perception, and as though those dinghies really are the whole story, when it's not. We all need to, again, expand our thought beyond what we think we know, because there's a whole lot more to know than what we've been told.
Absolutely. I try to, like at work, I try to get people to think beyond what they see on the television, because I was in a staff room last week and two guys were talking. They're going on about the Labour Party and the Conservative Party. And I just said, guys, you're missing the whole point here. I said, it doesn't matter who's in power, so to speak, because they're all the same. They're controlled. There's an agenda. And I talked obviously about the dinghies. I said, do you really think that these people are coming over on these tiny dinghies on the English Channel? And you could see them sat there thinking, because they don't think. And obviously, we're talking about information control. And we know, like, for example, YouTube is now heavily controlled because they're owned by Google. I mean, I've experienced shadow banning on YouTube to the point now where some of these interviews, I don't even bother putting them on YouTube anymore. Are you familiar with the Mandela effect?
What is that? I've heard of it.
Right. Yeah. Well, basically, it's so some people believe that. So I'll give you an example of it. So the Looney Tunes cartoons, I remember them as being Looney Tunes, TOONS. But you can't now, if you go on the internet and type that in, it comes up with Looney Tunes, as in TUNES. And they're trying to say that it was always that. Now, I'm nearly 45 years old, and I remember th this is just one example. There's multiple examples of it. And they're trying to say, well, no, it's never been tuned. You're misremembering. So some people think it's like collective misremembering, but it was a phrase coined. I forgot the lady's name, but it's called Mandela Effect, because this particular lady, I forgot her name now. I did an episode on it, but it's turned the Mandela Effect because there was a conference where this, I want to say she's called Fiona Broom, I think her name is. And she was at this conference and they were all in the green room prior to her speaking. And for some reason, it came up about Nelson Mandela. And someone said, oh, Nelson Mandela's dead. Now, this is before his actual death. And other people was like, yeah, he's dead, he's dead. And there was like other people going, no, he's not dead, he's still alive. And there was people there saying, no, I vividly remember Winnie Mandela on the telly and his funeral and everything. And like, So this Fiona Broome coined the phrase Mandela effect, but there's one regarding a film with a guy called Sinbad in the States. And some people said he never made the film, and other people say, well, and they can even describe the film to you. Now, some people believe it's like a supernatural sort of thing, but my thinking was regarding it's more like a psyop, that the sort of erasing history and trying to
Yes.
convince us that it was a certain way when it wasn't. So that's basically what I think the Mandela effect is. But it comes down to basically control of information, and
Exactly.
it's a, yeah, and
Yeah, but
that's mind control in a way, because they're controlling what you think about the present by deleting this history or changing it.
and making us doubt our own mind brain function. And when we look at the education system, what was done with global education, it's called Common Core here in the United States. History was deliberately rewritten, and the children were taught it just completely altered their whole knowledge base in order to manipulate them into marching to new world orders, to comply with the globalist agenda, to not pay attention to our national borders anymore, or our constitutional values, or individual sovereignty or national sovereignty. You know, it was just to erase all that. So by manipulating information, it changes the whole premise on which we form our opinions and our thoughts. And it's something that is deliberately done in many ways. And I think when mind control masked as a virus was unleashed on the global population and we sheltered at home, the media showed this extreme violence in the streets, burning down our livelihoods and saying, oh, that's a peaceful demonstration. But if someone defended themselves against the violence, they were the ones who were the violent ones. So it was just a deliberate manipulation of information that goes into what I refer to as satanic reversals, you know, where they start acting like, yeah, of course these blood traumas are fine, our pedophile agenda is fine, you know, and it's not okay, but they're still doing those reversals and trying to manipulate our minds and alter our perceptions of what in the world is actually going on.
Yeah, the thing to do with paedophiles now is one phrase that's now becoming more common, which I've told people they need to be aware of this phrase, is minor attracted persons. That is now
Yeah,
how they're
yeah.
desensitizing us to it, or trying to.
No, that's they're just trying to redefine it. It's the same way with the transgender movement is a misperception, because when we masked up our children, it depersonalized them. They didn't It messed with their identity. Identity confusion is a result of any trauma imposed. And that identity confusion has been redefined as, excuse me, as gender confusion. Gender confusion is just redefined from the identity confusion. And it's really messing with the minds of the kids in the school system and promoting this transgender movement is like the pedophile agenda that also has the sexual alteration where they can't have human procreation anymore. So they're accomplishing two things. They've got the pedophile mind control agenda going on, and they've got the inability to procreate, which is part of the depopulation agenda. So we need to pay attention to that and how they manipulate words to make it sound like something else is going on, when in fact, it's a very deliberate part of this New World Order agenda.
Yeah. We often talk, obviously, in these circles about depopulation, but I never really hear people talk about the real reason why. And I can address that, and I'm going to address it. The reason for depopulation is, on the surface, obviously, you've got these psychopaths who believe that if we depopulate the world, we're much easier to control. And that's true. However, like I said, we've got to look behind it and the spiritual aspect. And the reason why is because human beings are created in the image of God, and Satan hates God. And so he will do anything to destroy his image bearers, which includes stopping them procreating. So these anything that's leading to depopulation, it's always satanic, always, because he wants to invert, he wants to pervert everything that God has created, that he has created good. The devil wants to pervert it. So that's the real reason behind the depopulation agenda. Obviously, it comes in many forms. But that's ultimately it, because the Bible talks about that at the end of time, that God's people, the Apostle Paul speaks about it. He says, "Know you not that we will judge angels," meaning the angels that fell, which includes Satan. So that's another reason for his absolute hatred towards humanity, because he knows what's coming. So he wants to get rid of as many image bearers as possible and stop as many being, you know, created. So that's like his agenda. But obviously, we've been talking about COVID. And one thing I just wanted to sort of wrap up with is, I've heard you talk about like the masks and everything. Could you elaborate on the mask, why that's important, like why it's used? And it, like, because obviously it's an MK Ultra tactic.
It is. It's used in MK Ultra because it depersonalizes and causes an identity confusion. We can't see each other. It also muffles voices. But most importantly, it inhibits oxygen to the brain necessary for critical analysis, free thought. So it was a multi-purpose agenda and got the whole global population to participate in. What that did to our children was absolutely horrible, because not only did it inhibit that oxygen and cause the identity confusion, but that allowed for them to redefine that as gender confusion and bring about the whole transgender movement. So masks are used in MK Ultra mind control. My own daughter was trafficked in a mask. We look at someone like Michael Jackson, and that was right back at the very beginning when he was attempting to speak out and they silenced his voice with it. And from that point going forward, he used a whisper, you know, so that's something that we can see. The more we know, the more we see that what we're experiencing today isn't new. You know, what's new is we're finally seeing it. And once we understand it, we can stop it from ever happening again, and stop from ever masking up our children like that again and causing them the reverberating problems that we've imposed on them. You know, you think about that whole situation, and they were so traumatized that they thought, well, I've got to do this or grandma will die, you know, and they're masking up and they're sitting behind the plexiglass and all separated from each other. Children need hugs, you know. That was absolutely horrible what was done to them. And then the next time they went back to school, all of a sudden they're sticking dollars in tranny panties. You know, I mean, that was just such a radical difference from being, you know, confined like they were to moving into that other aspect. But every bit of it has been a mind control manipulation, and our children are targeted. We need to realize that it's up to us to protect our children. We've been conditioned for generations to allow for it to go on. And once we understand that, we can reclaim our own free thought first. Pick up that pen, write out the traumas, write out the fears, write out what's immobilizing us. You know, get that written out, add a solution, you know, that will help. But we got to reclaim our free thought first so we can protect our children going forward.
Absolutely. Protect them. Yeah. I mean, it's on us to protect them. I mean, one positive for me that came out of COVID was that I got to spend more time with my younger son, because I was reduced to working 2 days a week on full pay, but they put us on 2 days a week. Wow. And my son obviously was off school and we had to homeschool him, which was good anyway, because I could tell him things that they don't tell you at school. But you know, I spent more time with him. I taught him how to use my camera, took him to the park playing football more than I would have got chance to. So there was, in that aspect, I tried to turn it into a positive for him. The youngest boy never wore a mask ever, and he never Yay. Will do. None of us had injections. We're none of us are vaccinated. We won't be vaccinated ever. And yeah. I would encourage people, you know, when they do another pandemic, which they are going to do, they are planning one, just like they're planning a cyber attack. Don't mask your children. Don't fall for it. Don't take any vaccines. You know, don't take any vaccines. I'm not a medical expert, but I know enough about vaccines to know that not to take any. I believe it's definitely a cause of autism. I've looked into it enough to believe that. But just sort of to wrap up, Kathy, it's been brilliant talking to you. It's such an important topic. Like I said, I thank you for, you know, sharing your story with us and taking this time to do that. So could you tell us in closing, like, about your books, and you've got a website and everything where people can get hold of you and the movie and everything?
Yes, I've got my Testimony for Congress, 1995 Testimony for Congress, Transformation of America, and Access Denied for Reasons of National Journey Through a Corrupted Justice and Mental Health System, Trying to Help My Daughter, How We Survived to Become Whistleblowers and Speak Out on a Global Scale, Exposing Mind Control and Healing from It. And that PTSD Time to Heal are the healing methods Mark taught me that empowered me to reclaim my free thought, free will, soul expression, my strength of spirit, my ability to live my life's purpose. And it's something that we all need to remember. We all need to expand our thought. The methods he taught me in PTSD Time to Heal are posted on my website at trance-formation.com. trance-formation.com. And they're easy to self-apply. And it's really just a reminder to us all of our own abilities, what we've been blessed with all along, our ability to heal body, mind, and spirit. And it's really important information for us to remember so that we stop giving our power away and realize that we have been blessed with the capacity to live our own lives freely and don't need to look to big government, big pharma, big tech, you know, big cult religion to tell us how to live our lives. So those are all on my website. They're also available on Audible. I secured the integrity of the information by reading all of them, you know, narrating them myself. So they're available that way. And also Trance Movie, which I'm very pleased came out in 2022 and is a very comprehensive expose on MK Ultra mind control, how it affects us all and what we can do about it. Because this is, again, knowledge is our defense against mind control. And this is truth that makes us free.
Yep. And that's exactly what Jesus said. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Yeah. And when Pontius Pilate actually was staring at Christ in the face, the actual truth, Pilate's question was, what is truth? And that's the problem. Some people are staring the truth in the face and they don't even know what it is. Yes. But just in closing, guys, my thoughts on this regarding mind control is that, You need to stop watching Disney for definite. Don't watch
Yeah.
any of their programs. Don't, I mean, there's so much filth and propaganda and, manipulation through the television. If you've got a television, just be extremely careful what programs you're watching, and just be aware that it is used to program people, as we've been talking about, especially like these corporations like Disney and everything. But thank you again, Kathy. It's like I said, it's been wonderful speaking to you. It's an important topic. It's a disturbing topic, but very important for people to be aware of. So I'll be back next week, guys, with a new guest. I'm Paul, and this is Beyond the Paradigm.
Am I crazy? We don't use that word in here.